You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to From Beneath the Hollywood Sign. If you love old movies, Hollywood history, or the golden age of filmmaking, you've come to the right place. This is the podcast that talks about amazing stories of Tinseltown from another era and fascinating conversations with writer-producer Steve Kubine and actress-writer Nan McNamara.
So, Steve, did Ava Gardner and Howard Hughes have a good relationship?
Well, they did, until he dislocated her jaw.
What?
Well, don't worry. She hit him back with an ashtray.
From Beneath the Hollywood Sign is the gin joint for you.
Recorded in Chicago, Illinois, with your hosts, Ken, Matt, Neil, and Jeff, this is Triviality.
Hello and welcome to Triviality, the game where lack of seriousness meets a little bit of knowledge. My name is Neil, I'm here with Jeff, and this is the second episode, but still kind of the first episode of Bloodsport Season 3 Finals, playoffs, whatever you want to call it. Jeff, how are you today?
You're making my titles very complicated, by the way.
Oh, yes, I know. We don't even really know what to call these.
Bloodsport Season 3 Final Episode, Final Round, Episode 1, Part 2.
Yeah, I like that. That works for me. Hot Shots Part 2. but yeah, we're here today. Ryan, unfortunately, is not going to be with us today. He had a work emergency, so we are going to do our best to imitate his great hosting skills, but he did provide us with all of the wonderful questions that the competitors will get today. And without further ado, Jeff, why don't we just introduce all the competitors?
Sounds great, Neil. So let's see, who do we want to start with here? Why don't we just go in the order of today's competitors?
All right, so we'll do that. So our first contestant today is going to be representing the East Coast, and we are so excited to have Chris Shen here. How are you, Chris?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Of course. Just remind folks a little bit about yourself, how you feel about representing all of the East Coast, and any words of intimidation you'd like to give for everyone else.
Well, you know, I am a little shocked that I'm representing the East Coast. I do not have an Ivy League degree, and I have not appeared on any game shows that are nationally or internationally televised. But other than that, I mean, I'm doing good. I've got a scalding hot cup of Dunkin' Donuts coffee here ready to throw in the face of my competitors.
I love it. And if for some reason you perish today, we'll just make sure to get the paparazzi over there, take a nice Ben Affleck picture of you with a Dunkin' Donuts that you're juggling. All right, we're going to go to our next competitor, who is going to be representing the West Coast. And as you've already heard from the first episode, if you listen to that, I'm not sure why you would listen to these out of order, but we had a surprise guest in the first episode, Kylie Diggs, who is also going to be representing the West Coast. So we have to see if Matt can knock her off. But we'd like to introduce Matt Takamoto. How are you, Matt?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on for this final.
Of course. Let's remind folks a little bit about you, and also another congratulations on becoming the newest bench warmer co-host.
Thank you. Yes, I live in the Bay Area. I teach the fifth grade. I have been on a nationally televised game show where I recently bet $15,000 in an author's category against a librarian with predictable results. And and I am the newest co-host of the Benchwarmers Trivia Podcast, sports trivia for those of us who rode the pine. So listen to that after you finish listening to this episode.
All right. Well, I don't think you're going up against any librarians today, but we hope it goes well for you.
Thank you.
Our next competitor coming to us from Australia and representing all of Australia, her favorite footy team, we will not put against her, but we're super excited to have her here. Mara Legends, how are you, Mara?
Good, thank you. How are you going?
Doing great. Remind folks a little bit about yourself and if you have any words of intimidation today for the competitors.
Yes, privileged to represent the sunburnt country, land down under, origin story of Outback Steakhouse. Every other way to say Australia. Words of intimidation, don't make eye contact with me. Very offended.
All right, well, that's easy enough. We will not. I'm going to close my eyes when I read your questions. We'll see how it goes. But thank you for being here. And our final competitor, actually in the studio today, representing the South. So excited to have you here. Jeannie, how are you today?
Hi, doing well. Thanks for having me.
Of course. And it's nice to meet your husband as well, Kevin. So he's here today in the corner here, making sure we're getting all the questions correct. And he might maybe answer some of his own. So we'll see. But tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I live in Texas, and you know, like I said, I'm married. I think before I said I have a great poodle. Mm-hmm. I'm in IT sales. I have a couple of kids and grandkids. Other than that, you know, pretty boring.
No, it sounds like a really full life, and your poodle is not up for the winner today, right?
I mean, you know, he pooped last night on the carpet, so.
Oh, okay. Well,
fair game.
Well, all right, we'll see what happens. Well, thank you for joining us. We're super excited to have you here. And Jeff, just a reminder for the folks at home, it's going to be three rounds today. The first two rounds are going to be 15 speed questions with a timer of 70 seconds. The third round, everyone will be getting the same question. So that way we can kind of thin the pack there. And then we'll see what our final scores are after this episode. And we'll have our showdown episode between the lowest scoring competitors to find out who will be eliminated. So let's, I guess, see how it goes, Jeff. What do you think?
That sounds great to me. Let's get into the game.
All right. So we are going to start with Chris. Chris, you're going to get a 70-second timer. It's going to start after the first question is fully read, and Jeff will keep score. Are you ready, Chris?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. Which color has shades including coral, international, and carrot?
Orange.
Which woman won an Emmy for her leading role in 30 Rock?
Tina Fey.
Which variety of dog has varieties like Golden and Labrador?
Retriever.
Which author's only novel was titled Gone with the Wind?
Pass.
Which chemical element is simply abbreviated to C?
Carbon.
Which horror movie franchise has featured Michelle Williams, Paul Rudd, and Jamie Lee Curtis?
Halloween.
Which Premier League team is nicknamed the Red Devils?
Arsenal.
In which city would you find St. Basil's Cathedral?
Rome.
Which Rihanna hit shares its name with very hard gemstones?
Diamonds.
Which form of art was practiced by Louise Nevelson and Auguste Rodin?
Impressionism.
Who was the Egyptian god of the sun?
Sol.
Which musical featured the song Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better?
Annie.
In which language is Annyeong a greeting?
Korean.
Who coined the term carport?
And that is time.
And do we have an answer for that one since the question was read? Who coined the term carport?
Henry Ford.
All right. So I'm just going to go through the answers here while Jeff is tabulating the score. The color with shades of coral international carrot is orange. The Emmy Award winner for 30 Rock was Tina Fey. The variety of dog that has Golden and Labrador is Retriever. The author whose only novel was Gone with the Wind was Margaret Mitchell. The chemical element C is for carbon. Halloween is the franchise with Paul Rudd, Jamie Lee Curtis, and Michelle Williams. The Red Devils in the Premier League are Manchester United. St. Basil's Cathedral is in Moscow. The Rihanna hit with hard gemstones is diamonds. Louise Nevelson and Auguste Rodin are in sculpture. The Egyptian god of the sun is Ra. Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better is from the musical Annie Get Your Gun. Annyeong is a greeting in Korean, and the term carport was coined by Frank Lloyd Wright.
So tabulating those scores, Chris, it looks like you got seven of those correct, so very well done.
All right, Jeff, let's move on to the West Coast with Matt. Matt, are you ready for your questions?
I'm ready when you are.
Okay, the timer will start after I read the first question. Are you good, Jeff?
We're good.
All right, let's rock and roll. Which color has shades including Erin, mint, and lime?
Green.
Which woman won an Emmy for her leading role in Euphoria?
Zendaya.
Which variety of dog has varieties like rat and Jack Russell?
Terrier.
Which author's only novel was titled The Catcher in the Rye?
Salinger.
Which chemical element is simply abbreviated to P?
Potassium. Oh, no.
Which horror movie franchise has featured Patricia Arquette, Robert Englund, and Johnny Depp?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Which Premier League team is nicknamed the Hammers?
West Ham.
In which city would you find the Great Sphinx?
Cairo.
Which Rihanna hit shares its name with an emergency signal?
SOS.
Which form of art was practiced by Annie Leibovitz and Ansel Adams?
Photography.
Who was the Egyptian god of funeral rites?
Osiris.
Which musical featured the song You'll Never Walk Alone?
Pass.
In which language is Privyet a greeting?
Polish.
Who coined the term robot?
Asimov.
Who is the current prime minister of Japan?
I don't know. Pass.
All right. And we'll have Jeff tabulate those scores. I'll go through the answers here. Very well done. Aaron, Mint, and Lime are shades of green. Euphoria winner was Zendaya. The Rat and Jack Russell are terriers. The Catcher in the Rye was the only novel of J.D. Salinger. I know you said potassium, but P is phosphorus. Patricia Arquette, Robert Englund, and Johnny Depp are from A Nightmare on Elm Street. The Hammers, where Nate the Great went to in Ted Lasso, is West Ham. The Great Sphinx you can find in Giza. Rihanna's hit with an emergency signal is SOS. Annie Leibovitz and Ansel Adams are photographers. The Egyptian god of funerary rites is Anubis. The musical featuring the song You'll Never Walk Alone is Carousel. Privyet is a greeting in Russian. The term robot was coined by Carol or Joseph Kapik. And we didn't get time for it, but the current prime minister of Japan, Fumio Kishida.
All right, so not needing an SOS like Rihanna here, Matt, you got 8. So well done to you.
All right, so we got 8-7 so far. We're going to move down under to Mara. How are you feeling, Mara? Are you ready to go?
Yes.
All right, Jeff. So let me know when you're good to go, Jeff, and I will start the questions.
You're good.
All right, Mara, here we go. Which color has shades including Rebecca, Thistle, and Mauve?
Purple.
Which woman won an Emmy for her leading role on Homeland?
Claire Danes.
Which variety of dog has varieties like Cardigan and Pembroke Welsh?
Corgi.
Which author's only novel was titled Wuthering Heights?
Emily Bronte.
Which chemical element is simply abbreviated to S?
Sulfur.
Which horror movie franchise has featured Shawnee Smith, Tobin Bell, and Cary Elwes?
Friday the 13th.
Which Premier League team is nicknamed the Gunners?
Arsenal.
In which city would you find the Taj Mahal?
Agra.
Which Rihanna hit shares its name with a Shia LaBeouf movie?
Disturbia.
Which form of art was practiced by Isadora Duncan and Alvin Ailey?
Dance.
Who was the Egyptian god of the underworld?
Horus.
Which musical featured the song La Vie Boheme?
Rent.
In which language is shalom a greeting?
And that is time.
Hebrew.
Okay. Last one in there in the last second. So let's go through these answers while Jeff tabulates. Rebecca, Thistle, and Mauve are shades of purple. Claire Danes won the Emmy for the leading role on Homeland. The Cardigan and Pembroke Welsh are varieties of corgi. Emily Bronte was the author of Wuthering Heights. S is the abbreviation for sulfur. Shawnee Smith, Tobin Bell, and Cary Elwes are cutting off limbs, and etc. in Saw. The Premier League team nicknamed the Gunners is Arsenal. If you wanted to see the Taj Mahal, you would want to go to Agra. The Rihanna hit sharing its name with the Shia LaBeouf movie is Disturbia. Isadora Duncan and Alvin Ailey practiced dance. The Egyptian god of the underworld was Osiris. La Vie Boheme is from Rent. Shalom, a greeting in Hebrew. Yeah. And that was it.
Yep. So, Mario, you did quite well for yourself. You got 11 out of the 13. So,
all right. So, getting better each time. So, Jeannie, that means maybe you'll get 12, 13, 14, 15. See what happens. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So, Jeff will get the timer ready, and we will go for it. Which color has shades including beaver, chestnut, and chocolate?
Brown.
Which woman won an Emmy for her leading role on Ugly Betty?
America Ferrera.
Which variety of dog has varieties like Springer and Cocker?
Spaniels.
Which author's only novel was titled The Picture of Dorian Gray?
Pass.
Which chemical element is simply abbreviated to H?
Hydrogen.
Which horror movie franchise has Lily Taylor, Vera Farmiga, and Patrick Wilson?
Pass.
Which Premier League team is nicknamed the Blues?
France.
In which city would you find the Forbidden City?
Beijing.
Which Rihanna hit shares its name with a variety of kinky sex? Which form of art was practiced by Marina Abramovich and Yoko Ono?
Painting.
Who is the Egyptian god of love?
Isis.
Which musical featured the song Music of the Night?
Phantom of the Opera.
In which language is ciao a greeting?
Italian.
Who coined the word alligator?
Me.
Who is the current prime minister of the UK?
I forget.
Which author's novel was titled The Picture of Dorian Gray?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Go through the answers while Jeff tabulates. The colors beaver, chestnut, and chocolate are all colors, shades of brown. America Ferrera won an Emmy for Ugly Betty. The Springer and Cocker are spaniels. The author of The Picture of Dorian Gray was Oscar Wilde. The chemical element abbreviated to H is hydrogen. Lily Taylor, Vera Farmiga, and Patrick Wilson can be found in the Conjuring franchise. The Premier League team nicknamed the Blues is Chelsea. Beijing is the site of the Forbidden City. The kinky sex named Rihanna song is S&M. Marina Abramovich and Yoko Ono were performance artists. The Egyptian god of love is Hathor. Music of the Night is from the musical Phantom of the Opera by Andrew Lloyd Webber. Ciao is a greeting in Italian. The word alligator, coined by William Shakespeare. And the current prime minister of the UK, Rishi Sunak.
All right, Jeannie, so you are our first competitor to get through all 15 questions. So the ones you knew you were knocking down fast, you totaled up a score of 7 points in the first round.
Very respectable. And Jeff, as we did in the first episode, we just needed to add a little bit of drama. And because he did such a good job against Jay Borsum in the Midwest North competition, we just had to invite Brian Peterson de la Cueva back to be a contestant on the show. Brian, how are you today? Thank you for joining us.
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Doing very well. Super excited to have you here. You performed so valiantly the first round that we just had to bring you back. Remind folks a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I'm live in St. Paul, Minnesota. I've got a wife and two lovely children, and happy to be here and just happy not to be facing Jay again this round.
I think we all are. We're super excited to have you back here, hoping to continue the Midwest and North dominance here. You're going to get the same 15 questions as everyone else did. So let me know when you're ready, Brian, and we will go for it.
Go whenever.
All right. Are you good to go, Jeff?
We're good.
Which color has shades including Dutch, vanilla, and eggshell?
White.
Which woman won an Emmy for her leading role in The Sopranos?
Edie Falco.
Which variety of dog has varieties like Afghan and Basset?
Hound.
Which author's novel was titled The Bell Jar?
Sylvia Plath.
What chemical element is simply abbreviated to F?
Fluorine.
Which horror movie franchise has featured Renee Zellweger, Jessica Biel, and Matthew McConaughey?
Pass.
Which Premier League team is nicknamed the Reds?
Pass.
In which city would you find Table Mountain?
Cape Town.
Which Rihanna hit shares a name with a kind of rain protection?
Umbrella.
Which form of art was practiced by Steve Madden and Vera Wang?
Fashion design.
Who was the Egyptian god of wisdom?
Ka.
Which musical featured the song Mine Air?
Pass.
In which language is bonjour a greeting?
French.
Who coined the term beatnik?
Jack Kerouac.
All right. Jeff will tabulate the scores. I'll go through the answers here. Dutch, vanilla, and eggshell are shades of white. Edie Falco indeed won the Emmy for The Sopranos. Afghan and Basset are hounds. Sylvia Plath was the author of The Bell Jar. The chemical element abbreviated to F is fluorine. Renee Zellweger, Jessica Biel, and Matthew McConaughey ran from Leatherface in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre films. The Premier League team nicknamed the Reds is Liverpool. Cape Town is the city where you would find Table Mountain. The Rihanna hit sharing its name with a kind of rain protection and also covered by Tom Holland beautifully is Umbrella. The form of art practiced by Steve Madden and Vera Wang is fashion design. The Egyptian god of wisdom, Thoth, or Thoth. The musical featuring the song Mine Air is Cabaret. bonjour is a greeting in French, and the person who coined the term beatnik was Jack Kerouac.
Yeah, so Brian, you did quite well for yourself there. Out of the 14 questions, you got 11 correct. So, well done.
All right, we've tabulated the scores for all the competitors. Jeff, what does the leaderboard look like right now?
All right, so we've got some pretty tight scores across the board here. We have Chris and Jeannie with 7, Matt with 8, and Mara and Brian both with 11.
All right, so this next round, how it's going to work, just like it did in the first episode, is the person with the lowest score is going to start, and we have some specific categories that everyone can pick based on their confidence. So the categories are going to be television, religion, geography, art, and movies. So Jeannie is actually going to be picking first. So Jeannie, which category would you like out of television, religion, geography, art, and movies?
Oh, I guess I'll take television.
All right, so Jeannie chose television. She is currently sitting at 7 correct answers, so we'll see how this round goes for you. It's still going to be 70 seconds on the clock. Same rules apply. Are you ready to go?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Who hosts a titular drag race competition show?
RuPaul.
Which character did Catherine O'Hara play on Schitt's Creek?
Ooh, the mom.
Which channel's longtime logo has been a peacock?
NBC.
Which character does Elizabeth Debicki play on The Crown?
Diana.
Which David played the 10th Doctor on Doctor Who?
Tennant.
Which was the shared first name of Monty Python members Jones and Gilliam?
Terry.
Which word completes the title of the Prime Video show The Summer I Turned
18?
Who has been the BBC Eurovision presenter since 2009?
You.
In which decade were the Emmys first presented?
40s.
What is the last name of titular TV serial killer Dexter?
No clue.
Name a titular location with an NCIS spinoff.
Las Vegas.
What was Sam's surname on Cheers?
Malone.
Who played Al Borland on Home Improvement?
Pass.
Which show has been hosted by Louis Anderson, Steve Harvey, and Richard Dawson?
Family Feud.
What was the location of the first season of Survivor?
Australia.
And I believe that was it.
Yep, no passes. Yep.
All right, so we'll go through these questions. The host of Drag Race is RuPaul. Catherine O'Hara plays Moira Rose on Schitt's Creek. The longtime logo of NBC is a peacock. Elizabeth Debicki does play Princess Diana on The Crown. David Tennant, in my personal opinion, the best doctor, played the 10th Doctor on Doctor Who. First name of Monty Python members Jones and Gilliam is Terry. The Prime Video show is called The Summer I Turned Pretty. Graham Norton was the BBC Eurovision presenter since 2009. The Emmys were first presented in the 1940s. Great poll there. Dexter on the TV show's last name is Morgan. If you want to watch an NCIS show, you can have your pick of Los Angeles, New Orleans, Hawaii, or Sydney. Mara's going to be starring in the next season. And Sam's surname on Cheers was Malone. Al Borland, the friendly helper of Tim the Toolman Taylor, was Richard Karn. Louis Anderson, Steve Harvey, and Richard Dawson hosted Family Feud. And the first season of Survivor was in Borneo.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty funny looking over these questions, seeing that Richard Karn was also a host, of course, of Family Feud.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, good call.
All right, Jeannie, you got 8 of those, 15 correct. So combining that with your first round score, that will bring you all the way up to 15.
Very good. Very good. All right, so who's our next competitor, Jeff?
Chris.
All right, Chris, you have your pick of religion, geography, art, and movies.
I'll take movies.
All right. After my own heart, Chris is going to go for movies here. Who directed Jaws and the Fablemans?
Spielberg.
Which country made the films Breathless, The 400 Blows, and The Untouchables?
United States.
Behind the scenes, what does DP most often stand for?
Pass.
Who played Princess Leia in the Star Wars films?
Fisher.
Which actress played Dionne Davenport in Clueless?
Alicia Silverstone.
What was the name of Meryl Streep's character in The Devil Wears Prada?
Pass.
Which movie studio's famous logo has a lion surrounded by film?
MGM.
Which Australian actor starred in Iron Man 3, LA Confidential, and Memento?
Russell Crowe.
What was the central to the films Jarhead and Three Kings? What war?
Desert Storm.
Who appeared in the musicals Mary Poppins and The Sound of Music?
Pass.
What is the name of the fictional country in The Princess Diaries?
I don't know.
Which movie takes place at Nakatomi Plaza?
Die Hard.
Which holiday is the center of the film Eight Crazy Nights?
Hanukkah.
Who directed the films The Shining and Eyes Wide Shut?
Kubrick.
All right, man, that will end your round.
All right, here are the answers. So Jaws and the Fablemans, of course, directed by Steven Spielberg. Breathless, The 400 Blows, and The Untouchables come from France. A DP on a film set stands for Director of Photography or Cinematographer. Princess Leia is Carrie Fisher. Dion Davenport was played by Stacey Dash in Clueless. If you watch The Devil Wears Prada for Meryl Streep, you would know she played Miranda Priestley. The famous lion of the movie studio MGM or Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Iron Man 3, LA Confidential, and Memento star was Guy Pearce. The films Jarhead and Three Kings had the War of the Gulf War as a central plot point. The musicals Mary Poppins and The Sound of Music starred Julie Andrews. The film The Princess Diaries had a fictional country of Genovia. Die Hard took place at Nakatomi Plaza. The film Eight Crazy Nights was centered around Hanukkah. The Shining and Eyes Wide Shut was directed by Stanley Kubrick.
All right, Krista, you added an additional 6 points in that round to bring your total score up to 13. So, well done.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff, for that score recap. Who is our next competitor?
All right, next up we have Matt.
Okay, Matt, you have the pick of art, geography, or religion.
I will take art.
All right, Matt is going to take art, and Jeff, you can let me know when you are ready.
You are good.
Okay, Matt, here we go. Who painted The Birth of Venus?
Botticelli.
Tempera paint is made with which food item?
Eggs.
Which artist's paint of a sunrise inspired the name of the entire Impressionist movement?
Monet.
Which printmaking technique was used to make the Great Wave off Kanagawa?
Pass.
Rococo was an architectural movement also known as late what?
Baroque.
Who designed the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Louvre Pyramid?
Geary. Ian Pei.
Which catch-all term is used for nearly any Paleolithic figurine depicting a woman?
Bust.
With which material does Dale Chihuly most often work?
Clay.
What was the first name of Vincent van Gogh's art dealer brother?
Edward.
With which art movement is Andy Warhol most closely linked?
Pop art.
Klaus Nomi, Keith Haring, and Lee Bowery were all artists that died of what?
AIDS.
Which performance artist was married to John Lennon?
Yoko Ono.
Which city's island of Burano is closely linked with glassmaking?
Venice.
Louise Bourgeois' sculpture, Maman, resembles which animal?
Pass.
From which U.S. state did Grant Wood hail?
Ohio.
Louise Bourgeois' sculpture, Maman, resembles... Okay, forgot that. All right, Jeff, I will go through these answers. The Birth of Venus was painted by Sandro Botticelli. Tempera paint is made with egg yolks or egg. The artist's painting of a sunrise inspired the name of the Impressionist movement was Claude Monet. The Great Wave off Kanagawa was an example of woodblock printing. Rococo was an architectural movement known as late Baroque. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Louvre Pyramid was I.M. Pei. The catch-all term for any Paleolithic figurine depicting a woman is Venus. Dale Chihuly, whose work was featured on Frasier, most often worked in glass. Vincent van Gogh's art dealer brother was Theodorus, or Theo. The art movement Andy Warhol's most closely linked is pop art. Klaus Nomi, Keith Haring, and Lee Bowery all died of AIDS. Yoko Ono was a performance artist. Burano is closely linked with glassmaking in Venice. Louise Bourgeois' sculpture, Maman, resembles a spider. And we didn't get to the last one, but the U.S. state that Grant Wood hailed from was Iowa. Not that it matters, anyway.
Iowa.
Yep.
We did get to that one.
Oh, we did.
The guess was Ohio.
Yeah. So. I said Ohio, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, good. So, Jeff, what do the scores look like for Matt?
Well, Matt, you are nothing so far today, if not consistent. You got 8 in the first round. You got 8 in this round. So that'll bring your total score up to 16 following round 2.
All right. Who are we moving on to next?
All right. Up next, we have Brian.
Brian, you have religion and geography. What are you thinking?
I think I'll take geography.
All right. We are going to go for geography. Jeff did not write these questions, but I'm sure he'll be playing along while he scores. We'll see what happens.
It's a little unfair, Neil, as I have the answers.
No one has to know that, Jeff. It's okay. Okay. What is the capital city of Ukraine?
Jeff.
Which landform is surrounded by water on three sides?
Peninsula.
The Nile River's main tributaries meet at which capital city?
Khartoum.
What is India's smallest state by area?
Goa.
What is the tallest mountain in South America?
Aconcagua.
Ross, Davis, Weddell, and Amundsen are all seas located where?
Antarctica.
In which city would you find the Trevi Fountain?
Rome.
Which Bavarian castle is the basis for Disney's Sleeping Beauty castle?
Pass.
Which country has the most volcanoes in the world?
Indonesia.
Which country's islands named Mindanao and Luzon?
Philippines.
Which common male nickname is also the word for land of in Persian and found in the names of several countries?
Pass.
In which U.S. state would you find the Space Needle?
Skettle.
Which body of water separates Egypt and Sudan from Saudi Arabia?
The Red Sea.
Which Australian state's capital and largest city is Melbourne?
And that is time. Pass. You have an answer on that one, Brian?
I lost it. Sorry, Mark.
That's all right.
All right, we're going to go over these answers. Might need a little help on one of the pronunciations, but we'll see how it goes. All right, so the capital city of Ukraine is Kiev. A landform surrounded by water on three sides is a peninsula. The Nile River's main tributaries meet in Khartoum. India's smallest state by area was Goa. The tallest mountain in South America, Great Pole, Aconcagua. Aconcagua, yeah.
Aconcagua.
Yeah. Aconcagua, there we go, okay. Just going to keep repeating Aconcagua the whole time. Okay. Ross, Davis, Weddell, and Amundsen are all seas located in Antarctica. The Trevi Fountain can be found in Rome.
I'm assuming this is the one you'd like me to pronounce, Neil.
Yes. The Bavarian Castle is the basis for Disney's Sleeping Beauty Castle is what, Jeff?
Neuschwanstein.
Neuschwanstein, okay. The country has the most volcanoes in the world is the United States. Mindanao and Luzon are countries, islands in the Philippines. A common male nickname is also the word for land of in Persian and found in the names of several countries is Stan. Washington is the state you would find the Space Needle, but you were right in the city, but we were looking for the state. Body of water separating Egypt and Sudan from Saudi Arabia is the Red Sea. The Australian state's capital and largest city is Melbourne. And we didn't get to the last one, so yeah.
Australian state's capital and largest city of
Melbourne. The capital is Victoria.
Victoria. Thank you. Neil. I was reading the question and not the answer. Thank you. Victoria, where all the best footy teams come from. Okay. So,
you're just needling Mara. I can see the anguish through the screen.
How's the score looking like before Mara chokes me out over the internet?
Yeah, that would be an impressive feat I would pay to see. Yeah, Brian, you did very well in the geography round, off to a blistering start with 7 in a row. You totaled 9 overall, and that will bring your score to 20. So, well done.
Very well done. That means Mara is going to be going last here with the category of religion, something I will probably need after this game because she's going to murder me. So, Mara, are you ready to go with religion?
Yes.
Okay. Jeff, let me know when you're good to go.
And you were good.
Which location was home to Jesus turning water to wine?
Israel.
What is divided into 114 surahs?
The Quran.
Which Jewish object has a shamash?
The candelabra.
After Joseph Smith was murdered, who led the Mormons west to Utah?
Brigham Young.
Which religious leader published a record 1,084 works of literature in his lifetime?
The Dalai Lama.
In which country would you find the most followers of Shinto?
Japan.
Which religion sometimes practices kesh, the act of growing out one's hair naturally out of respect to their creator?
Sikhism.
Which biblical figure notably ended up in a lion's den at one point?
David.
Which school of philosophy and religion rejects revelation as a source of proof and was practiced by Thomas Jefferson?
Episcopalian.
How many pillars of Islam are there?
5.
Who became enlightened under the Bodhi tree?
Buddha.
Which animal's head is depicted on Anubis in hieroglyphics?
A crocodile.
Which bird takes its name from an Aztec and Mayan creator god?
Oh, the Quetzalcoatl.
All right, Jeff is going to be tabulating the scores here. Let's go through those answers. Great job. The location where Jesus turned water to wine was Cana. The 114 surahs can be found in the Quran. A shamash is from a menorah. After Joseph Smith was murdered and led the Mormons west to Utah, that would have been Brigham Young who did that. L. Ron Hubbard is a religious leader who published a record 1,084 works of literature from Scientology. Shinto would be from Japan. A religion that practices kesh, the act of growing out one's hair, is Sikhism. Daniel was the biblical figure who ended up in the lion's den. A school of philosophy and religion that rejects revelation as a source of proof and was practiced by Thomas Jefferson was deism. The pillars of Islam, there are five of those. The Bodhi tree was where Buddha became enlightened, or Siddhartha Gautama. The jackal is the animal whose head is depicted atop Anubis in hieroglyphics. The bird that takes its name from Aztec and Mayan creator god is Quetzal, which I believe is the shortened version of Quetzalcoatl, right?
Well, Quetzalcoatl, I believe, is the creator god itself and not the bird that takes its name.
Oh, but, I see.
Okay,
that sounds good.
I don't think it's going to make a difference in the end scoring, but we'll asterisk that in case there is a...
Okay.
Okay, is that fair?
Yep.
All right, Mara, I think you did quite well in this round. You added six. Religion is always a tough category, but you got a couple, especially Mormonism, which, you know, that's a very American-centric one. So
I had a wonderful visit to Utah.
Adding that to your first round score will bring you all the way up to 17. So looking good into the third and final round here.
All right, so we're going to go to the third and final round. And just like last time, the way this is going to work is every competitor is going to get the same 15 questions. We're going to have everyone mute and take off their headphones, just like an old-time game show. Everyone's going to answer. We're going to tabulate all those scores. But for you at home, all you're going to hear is I'm going to read all the questions in a row, give a few seconds, and then we'll come back and I'm just going to give you the answers right away. And then we'll talk about how everyone scored so that we don't have to hear the same questions five times. So... we will be right back with the questions after this beep. Okay, for everyone at home, I'm going to read the 15 questions that all the competitors heard for round three. You'll hear all 15. There'll be a slight break, and then I will come right back with all the answers, and then we will get to the scores to see how everyone fared today. So here are your questions. Who directed the film Get Out? What is the most widely spoken language in Pakistan? Triumph, Indian, and Ducati are all notable makers of what? From which country does the Stroop waffle come? What two-word phrase does ASL mean in Gen Z slang? What is the tallest mountain in Africa? To which scientific genus do lions, tigers, and jaguars belong? Which art movement was founded by Walter Gropius? Which stage play features the characters Stanley, Blanche, Mitch, and Stella? Which temple-bound group of Jewish rebels are at the center of the origin of Hanukkah? Who was assassinated by her bodyguards on October 31, 1984? Which performer plays Ellie on the HBO show The Last of Us? Who is the last czar of Russia? What was Coco Chanel's real first name? Who wrote The Cat in the Hat? All right, and let's go through these answers here. So the first question was, who directed the film Get Out? That would be Jordan Peele of Key and Peele fame. The next one here, Jeff, I don't believe anyone got. It was, what is the most widely spoken language in Pakistan?
That is Punjabi.
Punjabi. The Triumph, Indian, and Ducati are all notable makers of what? That would be motorcycles. From which country does the Stroop waffle come?
I believe Dutch Boy is a fan.
It is my favorite. That would be the Netherlands. The two-word phrase, ASL in Gen Z slang for anyone...
I think we're all a little old. That, yeah.
But it means as hell, as in your shoes are cool ASL as hell. Whatever, I guess. Okay. what is the tallest mountain in Africa? That would be Kilimanjaro. To what scientific genus do lions, tigers, and jaguars belong? As you know, I'm a huge jaguar fan. That would be Panthera. And I believe it was Brian was the only person to get that one. Which art movement was founded by Walter Gropius? And that was also in
that's the Bauhaus.
That was the Bauhaus, yeah. Which stage play features the characters Stanley, Blanche, Mitch, and Stella? That would be A Streetcar Named Desire. Which temple-bound group of Jewish rebels are at the center of the origin of Hanukkah? The Maccabees. Who was assassinated by her bodyguards on October 31st, 1984?
That was Indira Gandhi.
Indira Gandhi. The performer that played Ellie on the HBO show The Last of Us also tripped everyone up.
Bella Ramsey.
The last czar of Russia was Nicholas II. Coco Chanel's real first name was Gabrielle.
Yep, Mara was the only one to suss that one out.
Wearing a little black dress today in honor of Coco Chanel, so it was just happenstance that worked. And the final question was, who wrote The Cat in the Hat? And that was, of course, Dr. Seuss. Real name, Jeannie or Jeff?
Theodore Geisel.
Theodore Geisel, yes. Well, those were the 15 questions that all the competitors got. Jeff, we do need a final score recap, so please give us how they did in that final round and then what their final score is.
All right, so in the final round, we will go in ascending order here. Chris had 2 correct, Jeannie had 5, Matt had 7, Mara had 8, and Brian had 9.
Oh, great scores.
So that will bring everyone's totals to Chris with 15 on the day, Jeannie with 20, Matt 23, Mara 25, and Brian took today with 29.
Wow, what a great score. Great performances by all. That's going to do it for today's episode, but we need to hear these scores, Jeff, because as always on Bloodsport, the 2 lowest scores will go to a showdown to find out who will be kicked off and who will be moving on to the next episode of Bloodsport. So just a reminder from the first half of episode 1, which you would have heard last time, we had scores of 12 for Willem, 18 for Stacy, 18 for Ryan, 25 for Kylie, and 26 for Jay. So that would mean that the 2 competitors who are going to be going to the showdown are going to be Willem and Chris. It's going to be East Coast versus the Netherlands. And our next episode is going to be that special showdown, Jeff.
Yep. Episode 3. So we have that to look forward to, Neil.
We do. And since we have Chris here with us today, Chris, any words of, intimidation or call-outs to Willem for your showdown coming up pretty soon?
I just got another cup of steaming hot Dunkin' Donuts coffee. So now I'm double-fisting the Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Yeah, there's so many Dunkin' Donuts up where Chris lives. He literally can't walk across his living room without hitting 2 of them. So,
well, thank you. Thank you, Chris. And also thank you to Mara, Matt, Brian, and Jeannie for today's episode. It was a lot of fun. We're looking forward to the next episode of Bloodsport with a brand new theme. It's going to be completely different than the one you've heard these past 2 episodes. So we're excited for that. And Ryan will hopefully be back to shepherd that one. But before we go, I just wanted to thank our network, Airwave Media. You can go to airwavemedia.com and check out a bunch of great shows like Unspookable, The Movies That Made Me, and Big Picture Science. One more shout out, Jeff, I feel like we have to do is to our patrons, because without them, we couldn't do this bonus series. If you'd like to join all of our patrons, you can go to patreon.com/trivialitypodcast, where you can get many great perks, but most of all, ad-free episodes of all of our newest episodes, also episodes coming out early.
If you're interested in supporting us for as little as $5 a month or higher, we're going to be adding episodes starting next year.
Starting January 1st or the first week of January.
Yep. So you can look forward to weekly bonus Patreon exclusive episodes if you support at the Oakland 5 level or higher.
Right. So you'll get 3 trivia-based bonuses each week and then a crop drop at the end of the month. And we're going to be doing that for the foreseeable future. So you have, I guess, how many episodes would that be? That'd be 4 main feed episodes, 4 bonus episodes on Patreon if you're a patron, maybe an extra bonus too with Bloodsport or something else you might release on the main feed. So
I mean, if you figure, Neil, that it's 4.25 weeks per month, you can look forward to 8.5 episodes a month from us.
I'm glad you did that math and I didn't, but thank you, Jeff, for saying that. But yes, once again, thank you to all of our patrons for making this possible and to all of our contestants today, Mara, Chris, Matt, Brian, and Jeannie, for Ken and Matt, who aren't here today, and for Jeff, who did a great job scorekeeping and looking very smart, as always. My name is Neil, and that was Triviality.
It's just the glasses.